Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater covering for Mo today. Today's date is Thursday, April 24th, and today we are reading from the Big Book. We are on page 92, reading the last six paragraphs of the last paragraph on the page, sentences of the last paragraph on the page. You count six lines up from the bottom of 92, starts with, but you may talk, and we'll finish this whole paragraph with by spiritual principles. The today's readers are Karen M.C. for the 12 Steps, Kathy P. for the 12 Traditions, Chanel T. will be our first reader and get us started. Shelley E. is here for page 164. Diane B is our newcomer greeter, and Leslie M will close us out with some announcements. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 22369. That's 22369. And the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 22375. That's 22375. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive overeating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Add a vision for you from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Karen M.C. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning. I'm Karen M.C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for the knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me read.
Thanks so much, Karen M.C. And I will now ask Kathy P. to please read the 12 traditions of OA.
Morning, this is Kathy P. from Oregon. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. These problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need to always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to be of service. I pass.
Thank you so much, Kathy P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 92. We're in the second paragraph, and we're starting 6 lines up from the bottom with "But you may talk," continuing reading the paragraph we started yesterday. And I will now ask Chanel T. to please read and comment on that paragraph for us.
Hi, this is Chanel T. in Washington State, grateful and recovered compulsive eater by the grace of God. But you may talk to him about the hopelessness of alcoholism because you offer a solution. You will soon have your friend admitting he has many, if not all, of the traits of the alcoholic. If his own doctor is willing to tell him that he is an alcoholic, so much the better. Even though your protege may not have entirely admitted his condition, he has become very curious to know how you got well. Let him ask you that question if he will. Tell him exactly what happened to you. Stress the spiritual feature freely. If the man be agnostic or atheist, make it emphatic that he does not have to agree with your conception of God. He can choose any conception he likes, provided it makes sense to him. The main thing is that he be willing to believe in a power greater than himself, and that he lives by spiritual principles. Yeah, well, this whole paragraph is meaty, and this part of it is meaty as well. There's a lot here. Tell him exactly what happened to you. So I'm here to carry the message of hope and recovery. That's what I get to do once I'm in recovery. Is recovery a cure? It is not. I am always a compulsive eater. It's always a fatal illness, and it's always progressing. I get to live in recovery because I have worked the steps and had a spiritual awakening. And that is also a psychic change, if people prefer that term. Does it mean that I have found a magic cure, though? No, it means I have recovery. It's different. I'm not going to, in this moment, get into the definition of recover, but it is a beautiful definition. There's a few of them I like. But I need to share my hope, right? My experience, strength, and hope. I need to let this person know that this is real and that it's not just about weight. The weight comes along with it, but it's not just about that. It's not a diet. I need to stress the spiritual feature freely. I don't need to go, this isn't a religious sermon. I need to let them know this is a spiritual program, though. They're going to be sorely disappointed if they think it's something else, if I've led them to believe it's something else. I need to be real. I need to be honest. But he doesn't have to agree with my conception of God. I never push my conception of God on a potential sponsee or hopefully anyone else. That's not what I'm supposed to do here. I get to share hope. That's what I get to do. I get to share a solution that works for me, works for many others. It comes right out of this book. And it is spiritual in nature. And I don't know why. I know that it's because of God, but I don't know how exactly all the magic happens, because that's not my job to know. I just know it does. I know it does. And if the person is willing to grow along spiritual lines, if they're willing to be honest that they are a compulsive eater and that they're powerless over food, their life has become unmanageable, if they're willing to lay down the food and lay down all the old conceptions of how things are going to go and how we're going to manage and control our eating and all these things that I used to tell myself, all the lies, and just work this program exactly as it's outlined in this book, abstinently, it's amazing the miracles that happen for someone. And I hear them every day on this meeting, 5 days a week, of Sundays. I hear them on other meetings. I see them in people. I get to see it in the mirror. And I don't mean the weight. That's the least of it. I mean the spiritual transformation. Thank you so much. Just hang on and go for this ride. It's amazing. With that, I will pass. Thank you.
I agree. Thank you so much. Okay. So we value everybody's experience. We do ask that you limit your share to every third day that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't commented in the last couple of days and you'd like to comment on the second half of paragraph of the last paragraph on page 92, that would be great. Who would like to comment? Star one to unmute.
Britt, New Mexico.
Britt, may I have the first initial of your last name, please?
V.
V as in boy?
V as in Victor.
Oh, wonderful. Victor. Who'd like to share after Britt?
Marcel F. from Manitoba, Canada.
Marcel F. in Canada. Wonderful. Who else would like to share? We'll take one more and then we will. Go ahead.
Elaine S., New York.
Elaine S. Okay, great. So we've got Britt V., Marcel F., and Elaine S. Please share with us, Britt.
Hello, my name is Britt V. in New Mexico, and I am a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater. I'm always so grateful for the big book and for A Vision for You, because it has sustained me through my recovery. I really love this paragraph because it tells me how I can serve, that I can share my personal experience with the spiritual transformation that I every day return to. And I love how it talks about that we are other people's right to have autonomy and to have their own belief system, and to simply emphasize with people that their conception of their higher power can be whatever they wish to define it, but most importantly, that this is a spiritual program and that the transformation that I have experienced is because I turn my will and life over to the care of the God of my understanding, to my higher power. I have to do it on a daily basis. Every day I wake up, and in some way, if I'm worried, concerned, if I'm feeling some sort of way that indicates that I imagine I have some sort of control, which I do not, I immediately know that I have to return to the big book. I have to do some 10 steps. I have to reach out to others. I have to do some service. I'm very fortunate because in my job, I get to share program on my wall. I have the Serenity Prayer. And it's wonderful to have opportunities to be able to share just from my own personal experience, my own story. how a person can achieve having a good relationship with food and having their allergy foods be neutral. It's an amazing place to be in. And for me, it is a daily, daily discipline that I must apply myself to with renewed vigor and never rest on my laurels every single day. I'm so grateful for all of you. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Britt V. Marcel F., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Elaine S. Star 1 to unmute, Marcel.
Sorry. Thank you. Marcel F. from Canada. And, I just love this reading. Clear instructions. And underneath it, all the, you know, examining my motives. Before I was recovered, I often, you know, was helpful to people, but there was ulterior motives. And what I love about passing on the message now is that it is purely to be helpful. And the big book just gives us such clear direction about how to go about passing on our own personal miracle to others. And my sponsor said to me in the beginning that her job as a sponsor was to take my hand and to place it in the hand of God. I love, too, how we are shown to respect other people and not to evangelize or push or try and give our own interpretation of our higher power to others and allow them to, you know, kind of go on their own discovery journey. And sponsorship has been a real learning experience for me. It doesn't always go according to the plan according to Marcel, but it always goes the plan according to God. Excuse me. And, you know, just love and tolerance is our code, and that we can help others. And I have a whole lifetime of experience of trying to control food. Never worked. I now enjoy food neutrality, but I have to work on it every day. In the beginning, I thought, oh my goodness, this is taking over my life. Now I know this has given me a life worth living, and that's a miracle. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Marcel F. Elaine S. is up next, and after that, we're going to take another lineup. And to, if you come on a little later, we're on page 92. We're starting six lines up from the bottom with "But You May Talk," ending with "Spiritual Principles." Please share with us, Elaine S.
Thank you so much. This is Elaine S. from New York. There's one in Tennessee also. This is the one from New York, and she's wonderful, by the way. I want to thank everybody who does service at this incredible, incredible meeting that has saved my life. And because alcoholism, like compulsive eating, is an illness, I have this disease. And I am so grateful I have this disease, because if I didn't have this disease, as much as it has harmed me, I wouldn't have this relationship with God that I have, and I wouldn't have the privilege of working with others anonymously in many cases, because, you know, I use the GroupMe app. I don't know who I'm talking with a lot of times, so I save their name. I don't, you know, I don't know what they look like. I don't, you know, it's very interesting, and the commonality that I have with these people and what I can offer is my experience. As it says here, we focus mainly on our personal experience, and my personal experience has been one where my higher power, who I call God, has performed so many incredible miracles that how can I not believe? It's like I, you know, it's God proves God's self to me on a daily basis and provides me with a joy and peacefulness that I never had. And this is the message that I share. Not only have I lost 50 pounds, which for someone who's only 4'10 is huge, and I can enjoy moving and I can enjoy the freedom that comes from not carrying the extra weight. And especially as I'm aging, that makes a difference. I'm 75, and so, you know, there's aches and pains, but how much, you know, easier my life is because I'm not carrying the extra weight and I'm not carrying the extra burden in my brain of feeling that my relationships with other people are all focused on me and that I can recognize that God put me on this earth to be useful to God and others, and God will direct me. And this is the message that I'm sharing. I share the message of the joy, where joy comes from being useful, and how, you know, I have in my personal experience, my relationship with my husband has been so transformed because the resentments that I've had towards him have been lifted, and I can just feel joyous towards him instead of angry and instead of resentful and instead of criticizing him and judging him. And it's just, it's not a mixed bag anymore. I always knew the good stuff, but there was always this negative. And now I just feel the good stuff. I can't change him. I can't change anybody, but I can change how I look at things. And I want to be on the same team as opposed to an adversary.
That's your mantra?
So, all right. So with that, I pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Elaine S. Okay. So we value everybody's experience. We do ask that you limit your share every third day so that others can share their experience too. So if you would like to comment on the last half of the paragraph on page 92, please give me your name.
Aaliyah
Jan
A.
C., Colorado. I heard Aaliyah A. and Jan C.
Yes.
Jan
A.
from Ohio.
Okay. I heard a B from Ohio. Who was a gentleman B from Ohio?
Jim, C as in cats, from Ohio.
Jim C from Ohio. Okay.
Freya H.
Charlene G.
Freya H and Charlene G. Anybody else in this lineup that I missed? I've got Alea, Janice C., Jim C., Freya H., and Charlene G. Let's roll with that. Alea A., please share with us, and Janice C., you'll be up next. Follow her.
Okay, my name is Alea A. I'm a compulsive overeater from Montreal, Canada. So, yes, this paragraph reminds us that compulsive overeaters, we suffer from an illness, double whammy, illness of the body and physical illness and mental obsession. And it mentions it's a fatal malady. And that's what took us to the hopelessness of our disease of compulsive overeating and step one, how we are powerless and how our life is unmanageable. My life was unmanageable. And beauty of this paragraph is it reminds us of the hope, how we can pass it on, that we have a solution, we followed the 12 steps, and we can, you know, I feel that when I sponsor, I give that hope to others, and you know, I make it very clear that I've done it by enlarging my spiritual life, because many years I was just abstinent without really working on my relationship with higher power. And the beauty here is when, you know, the book tells us that we can have our own conception of God. And one of my sponsors asked me in the past, write down what is your conception of God. And that was really an eye-opener, right? And a big relief that I don't have to believe in the higher power of my childhood or whatever. So, you know, this paragraph also reminds us that willingness is important, just to be willing to believe in a power greater than ourselves, and the honesty as well. Today I have a daily reprieve because I went through the 12 steps and I did go through a spiritual awakening, and all the tools that I use and the spiritual tools, I don't know how I would live without them. You know, without the relationship with my higher power who is guiding me who's guiding me in this recovery. And it has allowed me to be useful to others and to want to help and to find joy in helping others, which wasn't the case before. Before, all me, me, me. And I still fall into the trap sometimes, you know. And now I remind myself every day that by helping others, I stay recovered, but I find so much joy in helping others and taking them through the steps. So thank you for letting me share, and thank you for your service.
Thank you so much, Alea A. Jim C is up next, followed by Jim C. Please share with us, Janice. I think I heard a Janice C. Star one to unmute.
And this is Jan C. No problem, from Colorado. I'm just so grateful to be on the meeting this morning. It is such a profound meeting, and I want to thank you and everybody who makes this meeting possible. The last line is in the, you know, the last sentence is in italics. The main thing is that he or she be led to believe in a power greater than himself, and that he lived by spiritual principles, and those are the steps. And that is what I have found, and that is what I pray every time before I meet with a sponsee. I ask my higher power, whom I call God, to guide me and tell me what I'm supposed to say. And today, as I worked with a sponsee, my sponsee was sharing the spiritual experience that she had, and I had goosebumps. It is so God. That's been my, some of those things, you know, that's been my experience, that God is working miracles in my life because I have put down the food and he's given me neutrality about food. And that doesn't mean I can't enjoy the food I eat. And I used to think, and maybe in the old days we thought we had to eat cardboard. Well, it doesn't have to be like that. I can enjoy the food that God has me eat, but it's not my priority anymore. And so it's my priority is putting the hand of my sponsees and other people I meet and talk with in the hand of God so that they can experience the miracles that I have. And boy, I've got a whole bunch, but you don't have time to listen. It isn't about me. It's really about God. Thanks for letting me share this morning.
Thank you so much, Jan C. Now, Jim C. in Ohio. Please share with us.
Hey, this is Tim C. T as in Tuesday, C as in cat. Tim C. from Ohio here. I am I'm a little bit of a newcomer still, and I'm here because I have a desire to stop overeating, and I've got some days abstinent. Definitely not new to the 12-step program, so I feel right at home here, and I'm just super thankful for the meeting. Thank you for your service and for everybody for being here. I kind of hopped in a little bit late, but I get the gist of what was read. One of the things that keeps me on the track in regards to my other fellowship is the first step, and just reminding myself that I am powerless over food and that my life has become unmanageable. And I'm trying to work through that, trying to understand it, fully hone in on that, because that's what keeps me on the right path. In regards to, you know, the other fellowships and certainly with remaining abstinent with food too. And that comes hand in hand with my higher power too, taking time to make sure that I'm praying when I can. I'm not perfect at it. I'm certainly not perfect at it. It's not something that's on the top of my mind, but I want it to be even more so. One of the things that I'm trying to get going here soon, hopefully, is just waking up in the morning and spending some quiet time with God. It's not something I've been able to do because I'm currently in the middle of buying a house, selling my own house, and so there's a lot of craziness. I've had to move in with my parents, with, you know, me, my wife, my 18-month-old, two dogs, and a cat into my parents' house. So it's been kind of crazy, but no better time to start being Ascendant than now, for sure. So, yeah, and then as far as being of service goes, that certainly is something that has kept me on the straight and narrow. And I do believe that being of service not only means, you know, the sponsor, being a sponsor, which I am not, but that also, you know, being available for, you know, fellowship or speaking with other people. But I think also, too, just going to a meeting itself is a form of service. Certainly not as palpable as being a sponsor, but, you know, I like to think that, you know, when I share my strength and hope and all that, it is a form of service. And I've never been to an in-person meeting, but I've always been over the phone. And that little, when that number of people goes from, you know, let's say like eight people to nine people, because I'm there, people know that there's a little bit more people there, and that kind of helps them feel a little bit more comfortable sometimes on the phone. And that's a little way of giving service, I guess, just a very little way, but still. Anyway, I'm here. I'm going to keep coming back, and I'm going to keep working through any sort of hardships I get regarding the, you know, staying abstinent. There's been a couple hiccups, but I feel really, really good about the progress I've made. And I'm going to keep coming back, and I'm going to keep staying close to my higher power, keep growing. And thank you, everybody, for being here. Thanks for letting me share.
Before you jump off, is it Jim with a J or Tim with a T?
Tim with a T, as in Tuesday.
That's what I thought you said. Okay, great. Well, I just wanted to confirm that. Thank you so much, Tim. And Freya H., you are up next, followed by Charlene G.
Thank you so much. This is Freya H., very, very grateful, recovered compulsive eater, bulimic restrictor in Colorado. I really appreciate hearing everybody's shares, and I've been really inspired, especially hearing new people sharing on the line. It just brings so much hope and vitality, and working with others is totally the linchpin. It's what makes this stuff, keeps it fresh. It what makes it worth it to see people grasp onto these ideas. You know, maybe I've read this book a zillion times and it gets kind of stale, but when I work with another person, it comes alive again. It's amazing. Kind of like having kids. So regarding this passage that we're looking at today, I can easily get confused about this section of like, wait, a paragraph ago he told me don't talk about the spiritual feature, and now he's saying stress is spiritual feature, and it's like it's very specific directions. So it helps me, honestly, I think about, okay, this is Bill the salesman is writing this, and he's kind of like, this is the way that he has learned through a lot of experience to make a good sale. You know, this is how he's going to close the deal, as it were. And but the kind of the irony of it is our job is not to promote it. Our job is to attract. So I feel like it borders on manipulation, and that's not it. He's just sharing what has worked for him. He's like, this is the formula that we have found really reaches people. And one of the underlying principles is let them draw their own conclusion. You know, like, don't force it, just share. And from this passage where it says, I feel like the line that really jumps out, let him ask you that question if he will. So that's really important. I've learned in another program, there's a slogan, or maybe like a reminder, it says like, before I start trying to tell someone, you know, give someone advice or tell someone about something, I have to ask, like, did they ask? So if they ask, then I'm free to tell them about it. And sometimes I get calls from people who really want to know about the spirituality. And so then I'm, you know, then we can talk about it. I don't have to like do any gaming or selling or manipulating. I just need to be tuned in to what the other person is receptive to. And I don't have to, be anything that I'm not. I just share my experience. It's okay to say if I don't have experience in a certain area, but these are just just beautiful principles here so that we can be more useful to people. And the last thing I'll say is that, you know, it gives two different scenarios here. It says you will soon have your friend admitting that they have the traits of the alcoholic. But then they say also, you know, he may not have entirely admitted his condition. So I guess maybe those aren't two different. Thank you. I'll wrap up. Just to be open to wherever that person is. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Freya H. Charlene G., you are up next. Please share with us.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your service. This is Charlene G. from Utah, recovering compulsive overeater, and so grateful for my recovery and for all of you for blessing my life. You enrich me. You have no idea your shares and your service. I'm so grateful. I'm lucky, blessed, because there are people who don't know about a solution. And A Vision for You just has really made such a difference in my recovery. I came into OA in 2001, and I'm so grateful for my Ebby, but I knew I had the propensity of my disease, and I didn't know it was a disease then, that it would really become a big problem because I had family members with this same disease, and they had taken other remedies to, and so I knew that I'm too cheap to go do a surgery or whatever. Anyway, there was something in that meeting, even though I didn't hear what I'm hearing today, there was something that drew me, and that was God planted that seed clear deep down inside of me, and I get emotional about it because he's rescued me all these years in giving me this gift of recovery. I thought I could get the spiritual principles by having my fanny on the pew and living my the teachings of my religion, but I couldn't get it. I couldn't get the things that I need to hear in my OA life. For example, God wants me to be happy. He wants me to be free. And he doesn't want me to white knuckle being non-critical or non-judgmental or gossiping. And that's the evolution that's been taking place for me, is I love him and I've learned that he loves me. And so therefore there's this trust. And you guys have helped me build that, of wanting to do whatever I can to be in the sunlight of the Spirit, to be unblocked, and to be of service. And so that's my share, is I'm just so grateful that my sponsor has given me, quote-unquote, suggestions, and that I'm still surrendering because I know it keeps me in the herd to share. And if you're like me, you get nervous, I'm driving. I'm not sitting there with my little notes and going, okay, what am I going to say? So it's a progression. It just evolves. And so I'm just so grateful for you all and for this paragraph that we're studying today. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Charlene G. Okay, we have time for about three more shares on the last half of page. Barbara E. Who else would like to share? Please go ahead, Barbara E. Maybe you'll inspire someone.
Good morning. Thank you for your service. May I be heard?
You sound great.
Oh, good, good. The three most famous words, may I be heard. Well, I was thinking about the ABCs of my life since I've joined OA. A, accept differences. B, be kind. C, count my blessings. D, dream of a better life for me. And E, express thanks every single day for this program, for my family, for you, OA, my OA family, and forgive. Give it freely and harm no one and imagine more and get rid, jettison, that's the word I'll use, jettison anger and keep confidence and love truly with your whole heart. And master something, even if it's something as little as going up the stairs as a normal person, not creeping 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. and nurture hope and open your mind and pack lightly and quell rumors. Don't continue rumors, Barbara. It never does anyone any good because it always came back to bite me. And reciprocate, give back. I heard someone say, a survivor is someone who does just as much as she can do, nothing more. And what is the other one? I can't remember. The other one is someone who does the best they can do without worrying about anyone else. But a commander of the good sort, is someone who does something, does the best they can for themselves, and then turns back to help another. So I have to seek wisdom and touch hearts and understand and value truth and win graciously. And for me, always wait for the pause before I speak to anyone. I try not to talk over them. Just listen respectfully and then say, that's an interesting opinion. And zealously support a worthy cause. And for me, a worthy cause is doing what I can for anyone, even if it's at the supermarket, looking at someone's name tag and saying, hi, Angelista, hope you're having a good day. Or letting someone in front of me who has just a few items and looks kind of tired go ahead of me. It doesn't have to be exceptionally brilliant. Just be the best That's you nice. Can be. Thank you so much. I thought.
Thank you so much, Barbara. That's really neat. Okay, we have time for two more shares. Who would like to comment today?
Don B.
Don B. Who else?
Lorraine from California.
And Lorraine from California. Lorraine will take us out. Okay, Don B., please share with us.
Thank you so much. This is Don B., recovered in Southern California. Well, the beginning of this paragraph starts off with saying that this is a fatal malady, and that there really is no hope, and that we're doomed before we even realize our predicament and the hopelessness of this disease. And that was so much my life. And I had to get to that point. You know, it took me 34 years in the rooms before I was able to get abstinent for any lengthy period of time. And that's what I needed to come to, was that hopelessness, that this will absolutely kill me. There is no other way out. This will take me out. And this program had to become life or death to me before I was willing to go to any lengths. And the solution that was offered to me and that is offered through this book is a power much greater than myself. And all I need to do is be willing to believe, not totally even understand that power greater than myself, just the willingness. And that's all it takes. And in that willingness, I continue to practice that on a daily basis, you know, offering myself to God, like it says in Bill's story. You know, I am to abandon myself utterly to God. I am to abandon myself to God, to surrender myself to God, and to sit quietly when in doubt, asking only for direction and strength to meet my problems as God would have me, and to turn in all things to the Father of lights who presides over us all. So it's just like a daily, moment-by-moment surrendering. And in the beginning, it was so helpful for me to remember that if it is my higher power's most loving will for me to not pick up my food, then I'm going to be receiving divine help to be able to do that. So I'm no longer relying on my shaky abilities. I'm relying on the Creator of the universe's abilities. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So all I need to do is just collapse before my higher power and just say, I cannot do this, but you can. And just hold on to God. And I had to have a plan so I wouldn't walk down those grocery store aisles where my alcoholic foods were. I wouldn't allow myself to even look at my alcoholic foods. I had to clearly identify those alcoholic foods to make sure that I wasn't consuming any of them and not triggering that allergic response. But it really is a surrendering daily, moment by moment, to a power greater than myself to do for me what I cannot do on my own. And all thanks be to God, now it's been 13 years of abstinence, and I'm down over 120 pounds, and I'm abstaining and doing so happily. So the food isn't calling to me. I'm not white-knuckling it. It's simply the most loving thing I can possibly do for myself, and it's all a power greater than me doing for me what I cannot do for myself. So thanks be to God, this program works. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you so much, Dawn D. And Lorraine in California, you'll be our last share. Please share with us. Star one to unmute. Lorraine?
Thank you. Lorraine here from California, compulsive overeater. I'm grateful that I'm here and that I can be present at this meeting this morning. So thanks everyone for being here. I think the biggest thing that struck me in this particular paragraph was having your own conception of God. And for me, that took a very, very long time. You know, I had anger and resentment towards He and towards the word God. So when I initially read the big book, like, I cannot get through a page because He and God crops up many, many times on every page. But I had to work diligently, like any step in a program. And, you know, first I crossed out the word God on every page and put HP. Crossed out the word He and made it neutral. Maybe I put they or her. And over time, I was able to, much like a second language, now that when I read the book, I know that God is the higher power, the conception that I chose. I know that He is neutral for me, and I don't get slipped up in reading the word. And so I would just say that for anyone, you know, struggling and having a hard time, to just to work the program and trust. Because now today, you know, when I'm going through my daily life and I'm having, you know, difficulties, or I'm feeling unsettled or not sure what to say, I can call on my higher power and not have to go through my old character defects as easily as I used to. And lo and behold, you know, I've had a lot of miracles and I've had a lot of inner peace, and I don't stay up at night anymore. I can sleep knowing that I've done my due diligence and the higher power's got my back. So thank you everyone for listening. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Lorraine M. Appreciate your share and everybody's share. It's a fabulous meeting. So we'll now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Shelley E. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
You bet. Thanks for your service. Good morning. Excuse me. Hi, fellas. I'm Shelley E., a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. The Big Book, page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.